I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The Abbott Department of Public Health reports no new additional deaths on Monday due to complications of COVID-19. 6,072 Iowans have died since the start of the pandemic, with 229 in Woodbury County. There are more than 40 new cases statewide, with 2 in Woodbury County. The 14-day test positivity rate locally is just under the statewide level of 2%. This shows low community spread. Officials from Siouxland District Health say this will be the final week for posting daily COVID-19 reports. Countywide information could still be found on the state dashboard, with the exception of local hospitalizations. Currently, there are 4 patients with the virus at Sioux City's 2 medical facilities, with 2 being treated solely for COVID-19. Siouxland District Health will still provide periodic updates as needed. State health officials in Iowa launched a multimedia marketing campaign to encourage more Iowans to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The campaign includes TV and online advertisements showing summertime events in Iowa. This is to remind people getting vaccinated can, quote, reflect a return to normalcy. Governor Kim Reynolds told reporters last week she will not add incentives like a vaccine lottery like some other states have done. Nearly 1.4 million Iowans have been fully vaccinated. That's about 45% of the total population. The Iowa Department of Corrections announced it will resume in-person visitation in early July for those prisoners who have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. More than 58% of those incarcerated in Iowa's prisons were fully vaccinated, and 62% reported having one shot. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.